live from Homer's Get Hammered Bar and Grill in downtown Spitzville, specializing in red hot women, ice cold beer, and the world famous Spam Burger. They're always opinionated, sometimes funny, never copied, usually entertaining, and just plain B-A-D. Here they are, Puddin' Dude, the fantasy football know-it-alls.
Thanks for that warm welcome. We appreciate y'all coming down to Homer's tonight for the kickoff of the 2006 Fantasy Football Know-It-Alls podcast show.
Yeah, we sure do. We appreciate all seven of you fellers who managed to stumble in here tonight. The Get Hammered Bar and Grill has always held a special place in its heart for Spitzville's homeless population.
Whatever. Hello, everyone. I'm Bud Boring Man.
Hi, folks. I'm Dude Bullsheet, and together...
We are the
fantasy football know-it-alls.
And we'll be podcasting about fantasy football all season long.
That's right. And you can download our show each week and play it right there on your own personal iPod or similar device.
It's called an iPod, dude, not an iPod, you pinhead. And actually, they can play our podcasts on any MP3 player. So the Fantasy Football Know-It-Alls invite you to tune into us all year, and we'll help you have a great season.
Yep, it's true, folks. We know everything there is to know about fantasy football, and I do mean everything.
Well, I don't know if we know everything, but we do know a lot.
And we should. I mean, we've been playing fantasy football since the end of the Korean War, and that was a heck of a long time ago.
Don't be ridiculous. Fantasy football hasn't been around that long. Got started in the late 80s, early 90s. But it's true that we've both been playing since near the beginning of fantasy football.
And the best I can figure, we've won about 751 playoff games since then, huh, Bud?
My compadre, the dude, tends to over-dramatize, exaggerate at times, but don't worry. I'll keep him in line for you this season.
Good luck trying, Bud. And by the way, my name is just Dude. Not The Dude. Not Hey Dude. Not Dairy Queen Dude. Not Dude Ranch. Just plain old Dude. Got it?
Yeah, I got it, but there's no reason to get all huffy about it. Anyway, we plan to give you listeners a great fantasy football show this season. We'll cover all the fantasy stuff you'll need to know, as well as
some nebulous BS that you probably could care less to know, but that's how we roll.
No, actually, I was going to tell the audience that along with fantasy football stuff, we'll be bringing them some exciting special guest interviews and having a lot of fun throughout the season. So you don't want to miss a single episode of the Fantasy Football Know-It-Alls. We'll be having special shows like this one throughout the summer. And once the football season starts, we'll be podcasting each and every week. So be sure to subscribe to our show at www.fantasyfootballknowitalls.com. Dude, tell our listeners about our little setup here.
All right. Well, each week during the season, we'll be broadcasting right here from Homer's Get Hammered Bar and Grill in beautiful downtown Spitzville, just about a block from the Spitzville Pig Farm. Homer, the owner, just loves fantasy football, and he's graciously consented to...
We bribed him.
To let us share his back room with Donnie the Dancing Bear. And folks, I got to tell you, this place is one first-class beer joint, and I ain't never had a better Spam Burger than the ones what Homer throws down. And let's not forget the ice-cold beer and the Red Hot Women we'll experience in here from time to time this season.
And don't forget the ambiance of the place, dude. I mean, where else can we talk fantasy football and stare into the beady little eyes of 13 stuffed armadillos looking back at us at the same time?
Only at Homer's. Get Hammered Bar and Grill, my friend. So, if you're anywhere near Spitzville, come on down here and be in our audience each week. Homer says you can even bring your hunting dogs in with you as long as you leave them out on the porch over there.
Okay, dude, let's get started with today's show. I think we'll start off by giving the fans a brief overview of our fantasy football history and why we are the fantasy football know-it-alls.
You mean to sort of give us a little street cred, bud?
Something like that, dude. Anyway, would you like to lead off with your background?
Well, before we get started, I'd like to give a shout-out to our lovely and sexy hostess and announcer woman, Bubbles.
Who is Bubbles? We don't know anyone named Bubbles.
Yes, we do. Who the heck do you think is going to be introducing us every week, bud? Bubbles. She's standing right over there behind Boone's Farm dispenser.
Okay, dude. I have to ask. Why do you think her name is Bubbles? Because it's not.
Well, I saw something scribbled on the bathroom wall over there that said, Bubbles Rocks, and it was pointing to her picture hung up over the urinal.
Did it say Bubbles, or was it just the letters BBBLS?
Letters, but I just thought it was scribbled there by some drunk anorexic. You know, one of those fellers that can't see letters right and sometimes reads backwards and misspells stuff?
I think you mean dyslexic, not anorexic. But anyway, those letters aren't her name. They are just letters that stand for something. But I can't tell you now, as she might hear us and be embarrassed.
She ain't gonna hear us. She's way over at the bar. All right, I'll get rid of her. Hey, Julio, send Bubbles over out back to get some more spam, will you? All right, she's gone.
By the way, dude, his name is pronounced Julio, not Julio. That's how they say it south the border, just so you know.
Well, just so you know, bud, if he has a sister whose name is spelled J-U-L-I-E, do I call her Huli or Julie? Well, which is it, Einstein? Ball's in your court.
I'm not even going to get into this with you because you're an idiot.
Sticks and walls may break my balls, but words is just letters, and name-calling is just words. Anyway, what's the scoop on Bubbles?
Okay, dude. The letters BBBLS stand for Big Busted Betty Lou Sawyer. Her name is Betty Lou Sawyer, you dumbass. And I think that it's pretty obvious from looking at her that the rest of it fits, if you know what I mean.
No kidding. You know, I did happen to notice that the swinging door behind the bar seems to open about a half second before she gets there. No wonder she looked at me kind of weird every time I called her Bubbles.
Shut up, dude. She's back. And now that you've made a big deal about her, I guess we need to formally introduce her to our listeners. After all, she is going to be here with us each week.
Okay. Hey, Bubble, Betty Lou, can you come over here to the stage for a minute, sweet cakes?
Betty, grab a mic and introduce yourself to our listening audience.
Here, Bub, Betty, you can share mine.
Hi, guys and gals. My name's Betty Lou, and I'll be your hostess each week here at the Get Hammered Bar and Grill. I'm here to keep the know-it-alls in line, if you know what I mean. They really know their fantasy football stuff, but they kind of get sidetracked every now and then. It's probably the bad beer and greasy spam burgers they throw down here at Homer's. Anyway, We're going to have a great season here with the Know-It-Alls, Bud and Dude. These guys are a little out there at times, and I may have to bitch slap them every now and then bring them back to the real world here in Spitzville. But they are hilarious and entertaining, and they'll help you win fantasy football games. So get ready to roll this season and have some fun with the boys each week. Time to kick it off. So here they are again, Bud and Dude.
Thanks, Betty Lou. Now let's get to some fantasy football talk. Dude, and I was saying before you got us off track, like you usually do, the best place to kick off the new football season is with the free agents who switched teams, or guys that have been traded. Let's review who went where and what effect it will have on fantasy football.
Wild horses couldn't drag me away, but maybe wild turkey could. Anyway, do continue, my stoic friend. Tell us about the free agent frenzy.
First, tell listeners about your fantasy football background, dude. Why are you a know-it-all?
All right, if you insist. But don't let me get a bruise from patting myself on the back too hard, okay?
Oh, I promise not to let that happen.
And now for my background. I was born at a very young age. I was quite close to my mother at the time.
Your fantasy football background, moron, not your life story.
Oh, yeah, right. Oh, okay. I've played fantasy football now for 13 years in numerous leagues. Some were free, some were for money. I personally like the ones for money, unless I don't have any money. Then, I guess I like the ones for free, like at Yahoo Sports. Done pretty darn good, too. Out of those 13 years, I've made the playoffs in my leagues 11 times. And out of them 11 times, I've won three, count them, three championships, six second places, a third place, and a fourth place. Man, no wonder I'm a know-it-all. Heck, fire, I'm starting to impress my own self.
Settle down, stud boy.
But seriously, folks, I have developed some super ninja secret tips about how to draft and how to add to my roster throughout the season, and it's really paid off. Stick with me all year, fellers, and I'll share my ninja secrets with you. After all, I'm far more than just another pretty face to look at. And if you've seen my picture on our website, you know that I do not speaketh with forked tongue.
Although sometimes you do speaketh with diminished brain.
So, Bud, what's your story? Don't be embarrassed to share it with our listeners, even though your accomplishments might pale in comparison to mine. You're still a know-it-all in your own right.
Well, we'll see about that. I've been playing fantasy football about 15 years. I've won three championships, won the first league I was ever in, won the last league I was in last year, and won one in the middle. So kind of spread them out a little bit. I've been in the playoffs 10 years out of 15. Three of the years that I didn't win the league championship, I had the best record in the regular season. Three other leagues, I scored the most points. So I can legitimately look back and say I had a chance to win my league probably about half the years I've been in it.
Well, that's real interested, Bud. See, folks, he's a know-it-all, too. I guess I should have known since he's been wearing that pukey brown undershirt that says, Ask Me, I'm a know-it-all. So, Bud, tell us about the major free agent moves and trades so far this year.
Betty, I see you raising your hand over there in the corner. Are you wanting to tell us something, darling?
Hey, listeners. Have you been banned from watching SportsCenter by your significant other? Does she imply that the NFL network means not for long when it comes to your relationship? Then you need the Know-It-All's news you can use for this week. Back to the boys.
Okay. Let's start off with the quarterbacks.
All right, let's start off with the quarterbacks. There's been a few significant movements this preseason, but mostly it looks like a bunch of spares to me. But anyway, take it away, Bud. What do you think?
I couldn't agree more. I would call these guys the Motley Crue, and if you expect any one of these guys to lead you to a fantasy championship this year, all I can say is I hope they're in our league so we can take their money.
Yeah, buddy.
Drew Brees to the Saints. He's going to have some decent weapons there. And he's got Joe Horn, you know, Dante Stallworth. He's going to have Reggie Bush to throw to out of the backfield. You know, he's all right, but, you know, it's his first year there. He's got a new coach he's going to have to get used to. I've never been that sold on him anyway. I mean, I wouldn't really, you know, want him on my team.
Hey, Bud, let me ask you a question. Now, Drew Brees is a pretty good quarterback. He is going to have some weapons. But you know what I really want to know? What the hell is that thing on his face? It looked like somebody hit him with a bag of quarters or something, put that big old thing on his face. Is that going to have anything to do with his fantasy participation?
I don't think it'll have anything to do with his fantasy football value, but he is coming off arm surgery and going to a new team, a new system. Again, I mean, if you want him as your backup quarterback, that might be okay, but I sure don't want him as my starter.
All right, what about
you, dude?
Well, I kind of agree with you. I think he's serviceable. I think he could probably win a few games for you in a couple of weeks, but I wouldn't want him as my starting quarterback unless I was in a league with about 54 other teams or something like that. So, anyway, how about let's go to the Dolphins. They got a couple of new quarterbacks. What do you think over there?
Well, I wouldn't touch either one of them. Whereas Joey Harrington will probably be starting for him at the beginning of the season until, you know, Culpepper gets healthy. Joey Harrington had some really good weapons in Detroit. He was just awful. I don't see him doing any better with Miami. I wouldn't touch him, period. Culpepper, you know, if, depending on what you hear, he may be ready to start the season, but, you know, he may not be ready until like 8 weeks into the season, which is, you know, I hear a lot of us talk about that too. So,
yeah,
you're taking a lot of chances with Culpepper. I wouldn't touch him. You know, that's my thing on this. I mean, I'd rather go with a guy that I know is going to be there.
Well, I kind of agree again with you there, Bud. I mean, I think, you know, first of all, Joey Harrington, he's pretty much a spare. He never did nothing. He had some pretty good receivers. And he was, after all, the third pick in the draft that year. You'd figure he might win a game or two every now and then, but... he is going to have Chris Chambers to throw to now, and that's going to make a difference for him, but I still think he's going to end up being a spare. As far as Dante Culpepper, I'm not guilty of the Love Boat episode since he was acquitted of that. We can't accuse him anymore. I think old Dante's going to be all right. He's a little hurt right now, but, I mean, Bud, you know he's got... His legs are as thick as trees, and you know, I think once he rehabs that knee of his, he'll be coming out throwing the ball with something to prove. I think he's going a little pissed off because he thinks the Vikings dissed him. So we don't know when he's going to start, but I think he'll actually contribute, and he'll probably be a pretty good fantasy quarterback. We'll have to follow this as the preseason goes along. All right, what's next? Who else you want to comment on there, Bud?
Steve McNair, you know, everybody says he's going to the Ravens. Again, this is another guy that I wouldn't touch. He's on the downside of his career. He's very injury-prone. You know, it's not like the Ravens have decent receivers. I think Mark Clayton might come around this year. But still, he's got a pretty good tight end to throw to in Todd Heap. And McNair is a guy that, you know, 5, 6, 7 years ago, yeah, he was a guy that, you know, was a pretty decent fantasy football quarterback. Now, I don't touch him.
Hey, Bud, no one cares about 5 or 6 or 7 years ago. We're talking about this year, okay? So you stay in this year and don't worry about 5 years ago. This year, Steve McNair, if he plays with the Ravens, he's going to suck because he ain't got nobody to throw to. They got a running game that's up in the air. And basically, Steve is, he's 73 years old now or something like that, isn't he? I mean, he's pretty old, so I don't think he's going to be much of a factor either way, whether he starts or not. And I don't see him coming back to Tennessee, so right now, again, all this stuff is subject to change, folks. I mean, as we get into training camps and get through this thing, everybody's going to have different opinions, and we'll have our draft show and all that stuff coming on down the road. But for right now, I don't think Steve McNair is a factor. Who's next?
Well, you got your John Kitna going to the Lions. That doesn't really excite me at all. Personally, I think Josh McCown could very well end up being the starter there. So I don't think John Kitna is a guy I want on my team either as my first or second team quarterback in fantasy football. I don't think he'll even be starting for the Lions.
All right, I agree. How about old Brian Grease to the Bears?
I think Rex Grossman's going to end up being the starter there for the Bears, assuming he stays healthy, which, you know, is a big question mark. But even if he does get hurt and Brian Greasy comes in, I don't see him putting up big numbers with the Bears. Their receivers are average at best. The running backs, you know, I don't really see, you know, unless Cedric Benson actually plays a lot better than what he did last year, they're nothing to really write home about, in my opinion. So they're just a below-to-average offense, and Greasy's been a below-to-average quarterback ever since he's been in the league. So I don't touch Brian Greasy at all.
So what you're saying really is, if you got below average with below average, you're pretty much going to get below average.
Yep. If you want to be mediocre to worse, and then take Brian Greasy. If you want to have a good team, then you don't take him.
All right, then. Well, what about Aaron Brooks over to the Raiders?
Well, Aaron Brooks, he's the guy that, you know, every year you think this might be the year he breaks out and has a good year. He's had some decent weapons in New Orleans. He throws a lot of interceptions, so if you're going to be in a league where they penalize guys for throwing interceptions, you might think long and hard about not taking him. But he's got some weapons with the Raiders. There's no denying that. He's going to have Randy Moss to throw to, Jerry Porter. The Raiders are going to be throwing the ball all the time because their defense is so horrendous. They're going to be behind most of the time, so he'll get plenty of attempts. He might not be a bad guy to get to have. He could be a guy that could put up decent numbers this year.
Hey, bud, let me ask you a question. Do you think Aaron Brooks looks like Martin Lawrence, the TV comedian?
Absolutely.
The guy that's in Big Mama's House. You know who I'm talking about,
yes,
right?
I do.
Martin Lawrence.
There is a
resemblance.
Don't
you think
there.
Him and Aaron Brooks look like they should be twins?
I do.
Well, now, what do you think about Jeff Garcia to the Eagles?
Well, anybody knows anything about fantasy football knows the only way Jeff Garcia is going to get off the bench is if Donovan McNabb gets hurt. And, that could happen, but you're not going to, you know, go into
and
a
it
season
did happen.
Thinking that. Yeah, but is it going to happen again? Doubtful.
Who knows?
I mean, Donovan McNabb, you know, has been pretty durable throughout the years for the most part. I mean, sure, he's been hurt a couple times, but No, you don't take Jeff Garcia. He's not going to get any playing time at all unless McNabb gets hurt. And then even if he does play a few weeks, I don't see him doing much with the Eagles.
All right. And last and certainly probably least in the quarterbacks, we got your super spare, Patrick Ramsey, going over to the Jets. What do you think about that one?
Well, if he couldn't get any playing time in Washington with a guy like Joe Gibbs, who really is known to be a great offensive innovator and you know, no quarterbacks. He obviously didn't think much of Ramsey because he just never had him in there. He preferred Mark Brunell. So I don't see Ramsey beating out, you know, Chad Pennington. He is still young, but I don't see that happening. And the Jets do not have very good offensive weapons, even if he does end up, you know, getting some significant playing time there. So, again, he's not a guy that I would consider drafting.
All right, then. Y'all heard it first right here. This is the first, introduction of these new free agent quarterbacks for the 2006 season. Now, it's all subject to change, but that's our first opinions on this. And now we're going to go to another category.
And now, a pause for the calls while the BAD... That's Bud and Dude, get it? I just made that up myself. While the fantasy football know-it-alls, they take a leak, chug a beer, and grab another greasy Spam burger. How about you do the same, honey? We'll be right back.
Okay, we're back from that pause for the calls, and I don't know about you, bud, but for me, it was a good one. Oops. Excuse me, folks. Sometimes these spam burgers here at Homer's just kind of get a little bit too greasy for me. I apologize.
All right, folks, let's start off now. Let's go over to the wide receivers, and we want to tell you all who's moved to what teams now from free agency and trades. And I guess, you know, we need to start off with the biggest one that everybody's talking about, and that's, you know, I guess the biggest wide receiver news is the signing of Toe with Grandpa Parcells and the Cowboys. What do you think about Toe? What?
I think you mean T.O., which is short for Terrell Owens, not Toe.
Oh.
Oh, good
grief. I thought he was called Toe. I thought he was called T.O. and pronounced Toe, because he usually seems to stick his toe in his mouth.
Well, so do you. Owens to Dallas. I don't think he's worth a number one or number two draft pick like he's been in the past, you know, simply because he's getting up there a little bit in age. And, you know, I just don't think Drew Bledsoe, even though he had a decent year last year, I don't think he's in the class of McNabb. So, you know, if you want to take him like in the third, fourth round, something like that, yeah, he can be a valuable asset to your football team, but I would not put him in the first or second round category this year.
Man, you've been pretty tough on all these free agents, you know, bud. Ain't anybody you really like so far. Well, let me tell you something. You know, Spitzville, we're down here in the South, and so are the Cowboys, and I'm kind of a Cowboys fan. I'm not too proud to admit it. And I sure hope that Toe does well down there with Grandpa Parcells. I think he's going to be a pretty good receiver. I don't think he's going to be the number one or number two receiver is going to be drafted. But I think he's probably going to go in middle, second round, early third round, probably in most drafts. We'll just have to see how training camp plays out. But, you know, Dallas could have a pretty good passing game with Toe and with Terry Glenn. So we'll just have to wait and see what happens on that one. But I think he's still going to have a pretty good year. Let's talk about how about that real mean guy who signed with the Browns, Joe Vicious?
Oh,
I assume he's mean with a name like Joe Vicious, you know?
It's Joe Juravicious, moron. And nobody cares about how mean he is. All they care about is can he play football.
All right,
the answer is yeah, he's a pretty decent player. He had a good year for Seattle last year. He was their third receiver going in, ended up, you know, getting a lot of playing time. Browns are a little bit unsettled at quarterback. You know, he could be okay. I'm not going to make him my first or second receiver on my team, but in deep leagues, you're drafting three or four receivers. You could do worse than him.
Would he be a third starter every week, you think?
Possibly.
In a league where it requires three wide receivers, he might be a good third?
He might be a decent third option.
Well, he had a pretty good year last year. In fact, I saw some of those games, and he had some real good games. I'm not so sure he's got a quarterback over in Cleveland that can get him the ball, though, but we'll have to see. What do you think about old Brandon Lloyd going over to the Redskins?
Not much. Again, he had some okay games with the 49ers, who were behind all the time. You know, the Redskins quarterback situation is unsettled. I'm not sold on Brunell at this point in time in his career, so I really don't think Brandon Lloyd's going to have that great of a year. He's not a guy that I would target.
All right, what about the other new guy they picked up, the Redskins, old Antoine Randall-L?
Same
about him.
I mean, his stats were okay last year on the Steelers when he had a great quarterback throwing the ball to him, but he was not the number one receiver on that team. You know, everybody knows Hines Ward was. I think he's an okay receiver, but if you're expecting him to put up big stats on the Redskins this year, I don't think that's going to happen.
Do you see any receivers putting up good stats for the Redskins?
No. Maybe they're tight end. He kind of came on at the end of the year. But wide receivers, I don't see it.
All right, let's move on. How about Antonio Bryant to the 49ers?
Well, interestingly enough, he might not be a bad guy to get late in the draft, simply because the 49ers are going to be behind all the time. They're going to throw the ball a great deal, in my opinion. Their quarterback, you know, can't be any worse than he was last year. He should improve. And Antonio Bryant is going to be their number one receiver. So he might be a guy that you might pick up late in the draft that could really you know, get you some value.
Well, I kind of agree. I think Antonio Bryant's going to have a good year. He's been in the league now, what, 4 or 5 years, something like that, and he's got some ability. He just had some mental problems in the past, I think. But, you know, new change of scenery out there, he always wanted to be the man. And like you said, he's going to be the man out there in 49ers, so I think he might have a good year, too. All right, how about David Givens over there to the Titans?
Pretty solid player. Obviously, they had the advantage of Brady throwing to him the last few years, and he's going through a situation that's a little bit unsettled at quarterback, you know, whether they go with
Vince Young. What were you saying?
He's pretty, you know, he's okay. I mean, again, he's not a guy that I would necessarily want as my second receiver. Definitely not your first, but even my second. But if you're going to be playing like three wide receivers in some leagues, not a bad receiver. He's got some ability.
All right, then. How about old Kashawn Johnson over to the Panthers there?
Well, he's going to be getting single coverage, you know, all of the time because they're going to be doubling Steve Smith. Kashawn Johnson has some really solid years with the Cowboys the last few years. He's going to a team that has a very good quarterback, Jake Delhomme. He can be a solid second receiver for you, I think. I mean, assuming you get a really, you know, stud guy for your first receiver, he's going to put up some pretty decent stats, in my opinion, simply because he's going to be getting one-on-one coverage virtually every play.
All right, let me ask you a question, bud. You think old Kishon's going to get in the huddle there and going to get in the face of Delhomme and say, throw me the damn ball, knowing he's got Steve Smith to throw the ball to?
Well, one would hope not, because I think at this stage of his career, he knows that Steve Smith is the guy, and I don't think he'll be making those kind of demands. Let's hope that he doesn't.
All right, here's another one that's interesting. How about old Nate Burleson over to the Seahawks?
Nate Burleson could have a good year for Seattle. He's got a solid quarterback, obviously, throwing the ball to him. Daryl Jackson will probably be their number one guy, but I think Nate Burleson's going to get his share of catches there. Seahawks have a good offense. Yeah, I think he's the guy that's going to bounce back. He was hurt a lot last year, so you may be able to get him a little bit later in the draft than you might think. But, yeah, he's a guy that I definitely could think could have a good year for Seattle.
Yeah, I agree. I think he's going to have to – he'll fly under the radar because people will forget that he didn't play much last year because he was injured, and they'll just kind of think he's a spare. And I agree. He'll probably be a good middle to late round pickup for a team that wants to go that way. All right, how about old Eric Moulds going down there to the stupid-ass Texans that could have had Reggie Bush, but they don't?
Eric Moulds is too old. Yeah, 5 or 6 years ago he was right at the top, but he's definitely been declining over the last few years, and Texans are going to be throwing the ball to either Johnson or just about anybody else, I think, other than Moulds. I just don't think he's got it anymore, in my opinion. I would not go after him.
Well, you are a know-it-all, so your opinion counts. And if that's your opinion, then that's what we're going to roll with. Now, I'm going to name off a few more receivers that have changed teams, and I want you just to tell me the first thing that comes into your mind, if anything, as to how you would category all these guys. All right? First of all, we're going to have Corey Bradford to the – now, don't say nothing until I get through with all these, okay? Because I think they all have something in common. I want to see if you know what it is. You got Corey Bradford going to the Lions. You got Matt Schobel going to the Eagles. You got Jabbar Gaffney going to the Eagles. You got Richey or Rash or Rash or Ralph or whatever his name is, Caldwell, going to the Patriots. You got Jeb Poutier. I love that name. Jeb Poutier going to the Texans. So what do all those guys have in common? Anything, Bud?
Mostly spares. Poutier could end up being the starter for the Texans at tight end, but even with that, I don't see him, you know, putting up big stats. And Richey Caldwell going to the Patriots. Again, upgraded quarterback with Brady, but he did not impress me in San Diego, and I really don't think he'll do all that great with the Patriots either, quite frankly. So my initial reaction when you mentioned those guys was spares, and I'll stick with that.
You heard it right here first, folks, from the Fantasy Football Know-It-Alls. That was Bud Boring Man telling you who's he thinks is going to be a spare for free agent wide receivers this year. Okay, let's move on then here. And who have we not covered? How about running backs? What do you think, Bud?
Well, running backs, if you're looking at who's switched teams, obviously, Edgar and James is going to a team where I think he could put up similar stats to what he did with the Colts, simply because they've got great wide receivers. I think that they're a team that's going to be able to score some points. I'm not sure, you know, if their quarterback is going to be able to last, you know, the whole year. Obviously, he gets hurt a great deal of the time. But
they got a stud rookie quarterback ready to play when Warner gets hurt.
Absolutely. I think Edgar and James could have a pretty good year for the Cardinals because they're going to get the ball close to the goal line several times, those wide receivers they got with Bolden and Fitzgerald. And he's still young enough. He didn't have the explosiveness he had a few years ago when he was, you know, really a great running back. But since he's been injured, he's never really come back to where he was, but he still put up some pretty solid stats. And I think he could do that for the Cardinals this year as well.
All right, let me ask you this one question, because I agree with you. I think he's going to have a good year out there. But you think he's going to get too hot out there in the desert with those dreadlocks?
I don't really think that'll play into it all, but, you know, it will be a little hotter for him than it was in the Dome with the Colts. You know, that's for sure. But
Not necessarily, because the Cardinals, they got a new stadium supposed to be domed, isn't it? Or semi-domed.
Oh, I guess you're
right.
Are
they playing that this year?
Yeah, you may be
right.
Of
course I'm right. I'm a fantasy football know-it-all, you dumb shit.
All right, you got me on that one. You got me on that one.
All right. Good. I'm going to get one at least this year, folks, and there's my one, but I may get another one before the season's over. All right. Now, let's talk about old Chester Taylor.
He's an interesting story. I mean, when I saw him play for the Ravens last year in spot duty, to me he looked a lot better than Jamal Lewis. He had more explosiveness. He can catch the ball out of the backfield. And, you know, he should be their starter this year. And unlike in years past, when you had Culpepper as a quarterback who'd, like, run for a lot of their touchdowns close to goal line, I don't think that's going to be happening with the Vikings QBs this year. So, you know, if he's
not
there,
with Brad Johnson.
Absolutely not. So he might be a sleeper. He might be a guy that you can get pretty late in the draft that could end up, you know, putting up some pretty good stats for you. So I would definitely keep my eye on him.
All right. Now, there's only a few more as of this time when we're recording this show. These are the people that have changed. There will be some more before training camp start and whatever, and after the cut down on June 1st, there's going to be some people released, and we'll address that later. But there's three more running backs out there, and I personally think that they're all pretty much spares. You got your Quentin Griffin going to the Chiefs, and let's face it, Larry Johnson, Chiefs, whatever. And Larry Johnson is just, you know, the second coming of Emmitt Smith. I mean, you know, he's going to have a monster year. So Quentin Griffin ain't even going to play. I don't even know if he'll even have to tie his cleats every week. What do you think?
I think if he even makes the team, he will get very little playing time. So, no, he's not somebody you want to consider.
All right. Now, here's the Dumbass of the Year free agent award goes to Michael Bennett. He thought he was going to be all smart and get himself traded from the Vikings down to the Saints. Now old Deuce McAllister would be hurt, and he'd be the star down there. And look what happens. He's going to be behind Reggie Bush. What do you think about Michael Bennett? Is he going to stay with the Saints, or are they going to move him on somewhere else?
Well, he needs to be traded to another team because he's not going to get any playing time in New Orleans. He has zero fantasy value at this point.
All right. And last and certainly least, another big-time spare, Antoine Smith going to the Texans. No fantasy value whatsoever.
No, none whatsoever. Dominic Davis does everything for the Texans. He's in every down back. Antoine Smith is on his last legs as a running back. So, again, not somebody that you should consider even taking a chance on even late in the draft.
All right. Well, that wraps it up for the running backs. And we just have one more category to go, and it's not a big category, but, you know, it is a category that is in fantasy football, so we're going to have to talk about the kickers. What about old Mike, I can't even pronounce his name, Vanderjack me up or whatever, to Dallas?
Mike Vanderjack, well, he's going to probably put up some pretty good numbers for the Cowboys. They don't have a great offense, which means to me that they'll probably stall a lot of times before they get into the end zone. I think a lot of times they're going to have to rely on his leg. And he's going to be a guy that I think is going to put up a lot of points for you. Again, you never take a kicker high in fantasy football, but when it comes to the point where you're ready to take a chance on a kicker, I think he could do a lot worse. I think he'll have a good year for Dallas.
Well, let me ask you this. You think he's going to have a negative carryover from missing that last field goal last year that he probably should have made, would have sent the Colts to the Super Bowl, probably they'd have the championship instead of the Steelers. You think that's going to weigh on Mike's mind this year?
No, I don't think that'll have any input at all. I think he's a very solid kicker. Obviously, he's one of the most impressive at all times as far as his average, you know, as far as his ratio of makes to misses. I think maybe he may even be number one all time in that. So I don't think that'll impact him at all. I think he's going to have a good year.
Okay. Now, he left the Colts. What in the world are they going to do for a kicker?
Well, of course, if you were really paying attention, you would have known that they now have the guy who has been one of their nemesis over the last few years, Adam Vinatieri. So he's going to put up a ton of points in that offense.
Hold on. You trying to tell me they lose Mike Vanderjack me up, and they get another good guy like Adam Vinatieri?
Yeah, now how the Patriots let him get away, I'll never know. I mean, he's obviously played a huge role in two of the three Super Bowls that they won. I wouldn't let that guy get away. But, you know, the Patriots have been pretty smart the last few years in who they've signed and who they've let go when it comes to free agency. So maybe they know what they're doing.
They signed a good one this year. They signed a real good one this year.
All I know is if I was a Patriots, I would have done what it takes to keep Adam Vinatieri because he's meant so much to that franchise.
Well, now, didn't they just pick up Martin Gramatica?
They did.
I think they did.
And he might have
been going to be the man there?
Evidently, that's what it looks like right now. He's been somewhat erratic, I would say, in his career. But being on the Patriots, he's going to get plenty of opportunities, so he may end up putting up pretty good totals. But I don't think replaced him adequately in my mind.
You know what I think, Bud? I don't think he's going to be their kicker. I think that they hired him basically to wash Belichick's car. I mean, somebody's got to wash his car every week before the game, and I think that's a job that Martin Gramatica could do, and they'll find another kicker to beat his ass out in training camp. That's what I'm going to say.
Well, those are the only type of insights you get here on this wonderful show. We'll see what
happens.
That's
absolutely correct. And that's why we are, folks, as we're going to tell you the whole year, the know-it-alls, because we do know it all. And if we don't, we'll find out about it, and we'll pass it on to you. And if I screw it up, and the old Bud will correct me, and he'll get it right, as you can probably already tell, he is a walking, talking encyclopedia of football knowledge. So, anyway, that wraps it up, all the free agent moves and trades that we know about right now. And what are we doing next here, Bud?
Well, as a matter of fact, Bud, you did mess up. We forgot to talk about Javon Walker. And, of course, he's going from the Packers to the Broncos. and you may be able to...
Wait a minute. Are you telling me I screwed up already on the very first week's show?
I know it's hard to believe, but yes, I am.
No, it won't. Let me just say this. I am allowed three, count them, three screw-ups for this whole year. Now, if Bud's telling me I've already got one in the bag, that means I only got two more to go for the rest of the season, so I better really get my stuff together, if you know what I mean. Anyway, go ahead, Bud. Tell me about Javon Walker.
Yeah, before I was so rudely interrupted. Javon Walker goes to the Broncos this year from the Packers, and he didn't play at all last year. He got hurt, so some people may forget about him, but he had a really good year the year before with Brett Favre as his quarterback. He goes to a team that has a great offensive mind.
That's Brett Favre, isn't it?
Yeah, right, whatever. Goes to a team with a coach who has a great offensive mind in Mike Shanahan. He's going to be their number one receiver this year. Because everyone knows that Smith is about 40 years old now. So if you're looking for a guy you might be able to get a little bit later down the draft because he is coming back from injury, Javon Walker might be your guy.
Javon Walker, huh? You think Smith is over the hill over in Denver now? Is that what you're telling me?
I'm telling you that.
Well, let me ask you a question because I'm not totally sure I agree with you on this one, Bud. I mean, here you got your Javon Walker playing with probably arguably the best quarterback of all time in Brett Favre. And he couldn't do nothing, but he didn't do much with Favre throwing to him. What's he going to do with Jake the Snake throwing to him?
Well, if you really were paying attention, he had a big-time year a couple years ago. Now, last year, of course, he was hurt. I'm not saying he's going to come up to those same stats that he had 2 years ago because you're right. Favre is a better quarterback than Plummer. I'm just saying that he's a guy you might be able to get a little bit later in the draft this year because he was hurt.
All right. Well, do you think, I know it's going to change over the course of the preseason, but do you think, where do you think old Javon Walker's going to be drafted at? Where do you think he should go?
Where I think he should go?
Where do you think he will go?
I'm going to say somewhere in the neighborhood of maybe fifth round, late fourth, somewhere like that.
All right. Well, we'll have to see. Time will tell. Okay. Well, is there any other major free agents or tradees or whatever that I forgot, Bud?
No. Amazingly enough, I think you covered them pretty well.
All right then.
Time to go. But before we do, did you know?
Well, like I just said, did you know that we have scheduled a very special guest for our next show? Guys and gals, we're pleased to announce that the man, the legend himself, Paul Tagliabue, the NFL commissioner, will be here.
That's right. And those of us that hang out with him on a regular basis, we just call him Tags.
This is ridiculous. You don't hang out with Paul Tagliabue and you know it.
Do too.
Don't.
Do too.
Do not.
Do to.
In your dreams, fart face.
Okay. In my dreams. I never said where I hung out with him, did I?
And besides, the only reason we lucked out and get to have Tagliabue on our show is that he's going to be in Spitzville for the annual hog calling contest coming up. Once he's through emceeing over there, he'll stop by Homer's and visit with us.
Hope he takes a bath before he gets over here. I mean, this place reeks as it is. What with all them dead aardvarks and raccoons and possums and armadillos on the wall over there. We surely don't need no hog stench waffling through the stage area while we're talking fantasy football. You get my drift?
Oh, I get your drift all right. I don't think you have to worry about it, dude. Just take care of your own personal grooming habits, and we'll be okay next time. Well, it's time to go for this week. Thanks to folks listening in to the podcast. Please join us again next time.
And thanks to the 7 street rats that joined us here in person tonight. We could have done it without you, but why would we?
In addition to our interview with Paul Tagliabue next time, we'll discuss the rookies and their fantasy impact for the upcoming season. So don't miss it. Sign up for the podcast at www.fantasyfootballknowitalls.com.
Hey, bud. Did you know that it takes 3,000 cows to supply the NFL with enough leather for a year's supply of footballs?
You know what? You're a mental midget, my unkept friend. Just say goodnight, dude.
Good night, dude. And good night, bud. And good night, Bubble. Betty Lou. And good night, John Boy. And good night, Mary Ellen.